Hi, welcome to the Berry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
I'm Natalie.
And if you're watching on YouTube, you know one of our most favorite humans on the planet is joining us today, our friend Rodolfo Alvarez. Hello.
Hello, thanks for having me here.
We are so excited to connect with you. You are an amazing expert. You lead so many classes and meetups in the Berry Nation support community, and you are a multifaceted expert. Your background is so fascinating and so rich in experiences that help us all become better people. We're honored to know you. We're honored that you're an expert. We're honored that you're our friend. And today's conversation is really right up your wheelhouse. We want to understand what human sexuality is, and then we want to understand why it could change after bariatric surgery, and some tools, strategies, techniques that we can start using as patients to maybe just explore understanding our sexuality at a deeper level, or to acknowledge that maybe our needs have changed and shifted, and it's time for us to kind of explore. So to offer people, like I said, some insights on just how to do that is really what the heart of this conversation is all about. And we're excited to talk to you about it, Rodolfo, because you have professional background in this.
Yeah. I have a master in sexology, so I'm glad to share some of the knowledge that I have. Yes.
So you've taught classes in Berry Nation on sexuality. You lead support groups and meetups that are really grounded in this topic. So before we dive in, will you introduce yourself, Rodolfo, to our friends, followers, watchers, listeners that maybe have never had the pleasure of getting to know you?
Yeah. So my name is Rodolfo Alvarez. I'm an engineer. Also, I'm a mindset coach, and I have a master's in sexology. I'm from Chile. I moved to the US 2 years ago. And actually, for 2 years, I've been an expert in Berry Nation, which is a community that I love. And I'm thinking that maybe I should talk about the transition that I did in terms of my professional life and how I started exploring sexuality. So the year 2015 in my country, I set up a wellness center and I developed a program which was called Balance. And the purpose of that program was to support people with tools in terms of their weight loss journeys, okay? So we taught people how to manage anxiety, detect the emotions that they were experiencing, and also manage the mindset in order to accomplish their weight goals. And after 2 years running that program, I started noticing some patterns, okay? So some of the people that wanted to lose weight were struggling in their relationships. They had some issues communicating their needs, and they were using food as a coping mechanism. And for me, that was something interesting because I wanted to explore the root causes of what was happening in their lives. And working with some of my clients, we understood that, for example, in terms of their sex lives, they were not able to connect. They felt that they were not experiencing pleasure, and they didn't know how to communicate that to their partners. So this pattern was something that was very repetitive. And given that, I was like, okay, here, there's a niche, there's a need that people have. And also I felt that in my country, there were not like programs or workshops that focused on sexuality, on sex life. I think that that was a topic that was just like starting. My country in the past was very conservative. Now things are more like progressive. But in that moment, like there were not like these open instances in which people could talk openly about sex life or sexuality. So in that moment, I developed a program focused on sex life. And I got my master, I wrote a book, I was a host of a radio show. So, and I get immersed in this sexuality and sex life world. Yeah.
I just know I've had the honor of working with you on a personal level, working with you in Berry Nation, right? Natalie has too. And it's one facet of my life I have not spent a lot of time exploring or talking about. I was never educated really on sexuality. Like I went through, you know, basic sex ed, you know, I did all that kind of stuff. But that the sexuality piece was just not something that was ever discussed. And it was really in one of the meetups or classes that you taught in Berry Nation that I attended just as a member that really opened my eyes and my understanding to sexuality and to my own sexuality. And it really was a safe place for me to share about what I was, I guess, learning about myself or what I was exploring. I don't know, because you were there too. You were at that class with me. So it was just a really safe place to do that. And I know that people watching or listening to this episode are just like me, curious. Some people have a better understanding of their own sexuality. I don't. And this conversation is grounded in that. It's not necessarily to talk about sex, but to begin the conversations with ourselves about it. Nat, what's been your experience just kind of, talking and learning with Rodolfo about these things?
My situation, my experience is very similar to yours, April, in the sense that before my bariatric surgery, I knew something was off, for lack of better terms. Like, I knew I wasn't quite living the way that I wanted to. Had surgery, right? And then you start kind of, you have that capacity. We talk about that a lot on the podcast and in the Berry Nation support community. You have more capacity. You start kind of understanding, the puzzle pieces start coming together. And so that class that you mentioned, April, was really big for me in a lot of ways. Just before my bariatric surgery, like almost to the year, like the day, a year prior, I came out as bisexual. I was like trying to understand and conceptualize this kind of broad term of sexuality. And then attending that class by you, Rodolfo, and then working one-on-one with you, it's almost like I have the capacity and the space internally to explore it in ways that are not what you typically think of as exploring sexuality. You know, I didn't go like off the rails, like, kissing anyone I wanted to, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't go crazy, but I was like, what does this mean to me? And I had the capacity to really do some soul searching. And I feel like every time I sit down and talk with you, Rodolfo, and even April, I feel like we always end up, there's some pull to that kind of a conversation because, and I know we'll get to it, sexuality just has such a big all-encompassing part in our role in our lives. So I'm excited to have this conversation. So again, we can all get on the same page and hopefully have more conversations like this.
Yep. Absolutely. And before we go any further, I just want to make sure that you all who are listening, watching, understanding this, the purpose of this conversation is not to make you blush or shy away. The purpose of this is to help us all get that baseline understanding of what is a very important piece of our humanness, right? Of our personhood and of our patienthood. So we're not going to be diving into specific things. We are going to be talking about things in a very broad general overview. So we invite you to continue to listen and watch. And if you want to get to know Rodolfo more, join the Berry Nation support community and attend the amazing meetups that he hosts. Get to know him. You could even work with him one-on-one as your own coach, which I have done personally. And he's amazing. So absolutely tap into that. And if you are a member of the community or you support this podcast on Patreon, thank you. The bonus episode is going to be very insightful because the three of us are really going to share maybe a little bit more personal sides to our own stories and our own journeys. So we encourage you to become a member or support the podcast by going to berrynationpodcast.com. All right. I think I did it. I say, let's just dive in.
Yeah, let's do it.
Excellent. Yes. So I was thinking that maybe we should begin talking about sexuality, like the fundamentals, you know, like what is sexuality 101? And before doing that, I would like to clarify something. There's no pressure here for you to learn about sexuality, to improve your sex life. Everyone is whatever you have to be, right? And if today you feel in this podcast that you would like to learn something new, and you would like to improve your sex life, or you would like to take it to the next level, if you feel that way authentically, then do it. But here, there's no pressure. And one of the things that we need to understand is that we're all different. We're part of a diversity. And then for some people, their sex life or sexuality, it's okay, and they feel comfortable, and that's fine too. right? So my invitation is to use this information and use it in a way that is beneficial for you. That's going to look in different ways. That's the first thing that I wanted to say. When we talk about sexuality, we're talking about a concept that is kind of like an umbrella of other concepts, okay? So we're talking about sex drive, about our motivation, about what we enjoy or what we don't enjoy when we have sex. We're talking about social roles. We're talking about gender. We're talking about pronouns. So if you notice, it's like a very complex concept that includes different things. Maybe our appearance, our aspect has to do with our sexuality too, because sometimes we feel comfortable looking a certain way and sometimes we feel comfortable looking in a different way. It might be related, for example, to the experiences that we would like to create with another person. Maybe I have a partner and maybe I would like to have, I don't know, like a wild sex experience. And maybe sometimes I would just like to hug someone and that's it. And just have a deep connection and a deep conversation. And I feel that that's all what I want. So for me, it's about understanding our motivations and also understanding our identities, which we need to understand are dynamic. Maybe you're going to listen to this podcast and maybe you have some information about sexuality and then you're going to learn some additional distinctions or concepts. And that's going to make you maybe see sexuality from a different perspective. And that will create a new like version of your own sexuality, which is totally fine. But it's something that is changing. If you, for example, maybe you're in a romantic relationship, maybe what you are searching for in sex or in sexual experiences is not the same that you wanted 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And maybe when you were younger, you were attracted to different types of people or like different, like, I don't know, like type of experiences. And that's totally natural. You're constantly changing. And as humans, our sexuality does the same.
Hey, this is April, one of your hosts. If the Berry Nation podcast has made a positive impact on your life, become a supporter. For $5 a month, you can help us produce this podcast. Your support would mean the world to us. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to learn more.
I remember in that class, and even in this conversation, it's really bringing back that profound change for me. I thought my sexuality was just related to the act of sex. I didn't understand or I didn't realize that it was actually so many more facets of my life. And I think I felt resistant sometimes to exploring sexuality because, again, I connected it only with sex. But I remember when you told me, you're like, but it's also how like you want other people to treat you. And it's how you feel most comfortable appearing in the world. It's like what you think about, you know, your relationships. And I was like, oh my God, I had no idea. So it was very freeing to know that I could separate my sexuality in some ways from sex because it is so multifaceted.
I was just gonna add to that that, like, you know, how you present yourself in the world is also sexuality. And that was something that, like, again, in that class and in other conversations with you, Rodolfo, I have learned and kind of evolved in. But I don't think I would have had we not had these conversations to fully understand and conceptualize, oh no, it's not just my desires or my what I would like in a relationship. It's also like how I would like people to perceive me and to view me in the world. And I think that's a very important addition to that term of sexuality.
Yeah, totally, totally. And for me, what is relevant to understand that sometimes people don't is that this is dynamic. It's constantly changing. Maybe today I would like to, I don't know, like have my hair in a certain way. And maybe tomorrow I would like to have long hair, which is fine, right? But there are some things that are being transformed. And I'm saying that because if you are listening to us and you're a bariatric patient, it's likely yet that you made the choice of having this surgery and lots of things are changing for you, right? Maybe today you're able to connect to some of your needs that you were not like being connected in the past. Maybe today you're seeing changes in your body and you feel in a different way. And all of that is going to also affect the way that you connect to your sexuality or sex life.
I think as patients, it can be overwhelming and exciting all at the same time, right? Because everything in our life changes, right? I'm 4.5 years post-op. My disease of obesity is connected and continues to be connected to every facet of my life. And it can be overwhelming to think, oh my God, here's another area or another aspect of my life that now could change or has changed or is this area that I need to pay attention to. But the flip side to that is like what you said earlier, Natalie, many of us find after surgery, we have the capacity now to think about this area of our life that maybe we gave not much thought to, right? Or before surgery, we felt that we didn't deserve a sexual life or, right, sexual gratification. We didn't feel that we had a body that could be loved or that we could even love it, right? We just didn't feel permission to do those things because of how we felt about ourselves. So I can absolutely understand and appreciate really calling out that your sexuality can change throughout this journey and throughout your whole life, and that it's normal. If you feel like you need permission to explore it, like this is your sign that this is something, right, that can and maybe should be explored.
Hey, Berry friends, it's Natalie, and it is the holiday season. Are you struggling to find the perfect gift for your Berry pal? Maybe you've finally realized that you also deserve to get something special this holiday season. Why not give the gift of bariatric support with an annual membership to the Berry Nation support community? With over 80 live ways to connect, learn, and grow with bariatric dietitians, mental health experts, movement specialists, surgeons, and peers, you and your loved ones are bound to find the support needed for a successful and supported bariatric life. For just over $1 a day, you and your Berry fam can enjoy the gift that keeps on giving with the Berry Nation Support Community annual membership. Head to the Berry Nation website, berrynation.com, to learn more.
Yeah, and biologically it's changing also. So your sex drive is going to change too. And given that, the dynamic of your relationship will change and the way that you perceive yourself too. So it's a natural process. That's the thing. And related to what you were saying, April, about like the process being overwhelming, I would like to say that you just need to leave the process at your own pace. Like here, there are no rules, no pressure, no rush. Again, like, if you think it's a good time for you to explore new things, to connect with your sexuality in a new way, to ask yourself some questions about what you want, do that. If you feel that this is a lot, maybe this is not the right moment. Like, take action and do things when you feel that you're ready and prepared. That's my suggestion.
And it can be fun, right? Like, it is overwhelming because when you're standing, just like weight loss surgery, just like bariatrics, you can be sitting at the start line and thinking like, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this, right? Like, how am I going to proceed with this process of having bariatric surgery? Exploring your sexuality and yourself is also daunting because you're like, man, I want to be over here and I'm all the way right here at the start. But as I've gone further out from my journey, almost three and a half years post-op, I'm learning that it's also fun because, you know, people are presenting new questions. Like, Rodolfo, you are always presenting new questions or new scenarios. And I have to sit and think and sit with it and say, how would I feel about this? Or, you know, what do I feel about my pronouns? Like, do I feel like a she, her? Let's actually sit down and talk about it with myself. And the more that you almost find the excitement or the joy in that self-exploration, I find the easier it is to move through the dynamic self that we are, the ever-changing self that we are.
Yeah. So Rodolfo, what are questions that you encourage people to maybe spend some time answering if they are ready to explore what their sexuality is and what it means to them?
So I always begin my workshops and my classes asking people about their motivations. Like, what are the experiences that they would like to create in their lives? I think that that's the coach that lies inside of me, which is kind of like thinking about the goals, right? Like thinking about something outside. But when we talk about sexuality and sex life, we're talking about searching for experiences. And a really powerful question is to ask ourselves, what are the experiences that we're wanting today? Why? Because maybe in the past, I wanted, I don't know, like a sex life that was full of passion and maybe craziness and very physical. And that was my focus. And maybe today what I'm wanting is like a relationship in which we can have deep conversations and massage each other. And that's it, right? And that's what I'm really craving as a human. So in terms of life and transitions, as I've been sharing, our sex life and sexuality is constantly changing dynamic. If you're a bariatric patient, you're going to start connecting to your needs, right? Listening to your body like in a different way, then your body will start changing. So probably you will start connecting with a new version of yourself. And it will be interesting in that moment to ask yourself, what are my motivations today? I'm interested in having a relationship with someone. Maybe I want to be single. Maybe I would like to, I don't know, like just have fun and going out and then that's it. Like, I don't want to commit with anyone. Or maybe I would like to commit with someone and then like have a sex life and practice monogamy. Like, but start asking yourself, like, what's your vision for your life? What would you like to create? And then I think that I love Natalie's approach of like having fun. Given that you want something, start creating that and then enjoying the process. Like, this doesn't have to be a burden. This can be a process that you enjoy, you get what you want, like you create new relationships, you experience pleasure, then you connect with other people, etc. But always, like, I think that a great approach is to understand our desires and what we're wanting. And that changes. And what I've seen in terms of bariatric patients or people that struggle with their weight is that for a long period of time, they neglected their needs and they disconnected from their desires. So I think that this is like a moment in which you can sit in the first seat of your life, be a priority, and then start creating and attracting the experiences that you really want.
Hey, this is April. Jason, Nat, and I love making this podcast for you each and every week, but we need your help to keep it going. Become a Berry Nation podcast supporter for $5 a month and help us produce this show. Visit us online at berrynationpodcast.com to join us.
I think helping people overcome the shame that maybe they feel around sexuality and their sex life is a hurdle to overcome. And also, just like what you said, people maybe are not feeling worthy of being able to live their desires, I guess. I mean, does that make sense, right? Like, you know, I've been in a bigger body, or I'm not worthy because whatever that fill in the blank is. So those two things are actually things that we can address as individuals. We don't need a partner. We don't need anybody else to help us do this work. That what you've helped me learn is that my sexuality absolutely starts with me, even though I'm in a committed marriage. It's just my husband and I. That, you know, and I've been in this for 13 years now. I've known him 15 years, but never did I have those conversations really with him. And I certainly never had them with me, which sounds weird, but that's the truth. It just is what it is.
And that's where you are in your sex life. And that's fine. Like,
yes.
Again, no right, wrong, like rules.
No.
Like you're designing it the way that you want.
Yes. And what helped me get over that was having conversations with you and others really in the Berry Nation membership community. And I think that's kind of the point I want to drive home. You asked some really great questions and then I sat with those questions and you encouraged me to do that work myself. And I remember you said, you know, you don't have to share this with anybody, but these are the questions that I would pose for you. And if you choose to share them, right, make sure you're doing so in a safe environment. And you offered yourself, I am that safe environment. And it was wonderful to be able to have those conversations, because what I have started to learn, and I think what we're all learning, especially if we're in the Berry Nation membership community, it's one thing to answer them up here, but it's another thing to have that safe place to have these conversations. Because when we talk about this out loud, the community can kind of be that mirror that is reflecting ourselves back, and we can see ourselves from a little bit of a different perspective. And that's really helped me begin, you know, having a different understanding of my own sexuality. And now I wanted to ask you, did you experience the same things with worthiness and shame when it came to your sexuality? And if, okay, so how did you overcome it?
I think it was really just what Rodolfo was saying of taking a pause and saying, what are my goals right now? And what are my desires? This is not a relationship related anecdote, but I remember a very specific point in time. I think I was maybe a year post-op, and I realized I don't really like pizza, which sounds funny. It sounds interesting. Like, what do you mean you don't like pizza? It's just not something I really enjoy. I ate it before because I felt conditioned or pressured socially, like, to enjoy pizza. And I was in a social setting and we were talking about what takeout to order, and everyone was saying pizza. And I was like, well, I'm going to order something else because I just really don't like pizza. And I said it and I was like, who am I? Like, what do you mean you don't like pizza? And it's such a simple, like, it was such a simple statement of I don't like pizza, but it actually quite rocked my world, because for years, for 20 something years, I always thought I like pizza. I eat pizza. I eat a large quantity of pizza. And to actually be in reality and say, I actually don't really like pizza, I'm going to order something else, it felt in a way similar to me saying, you know, I think I feel this way sexually, like, I think I am bisexual, and saying that out loud in a normal, natural setting, it feels the same way. And I think, well, I know working with Rodolfo, talking with other bariatric patients, giving myself the permission to have these conversations with myself and others, that has really been the driving force of sitting down, figuring out what I actually desire. What are the goals of me pursuing this lifestyle versus the other lifestyle that I was living? And I went 20 something years without even asking myself any of those questions, because I thought I just had to continue on in this way. This is what we do. I'm just going to people please and say I like this thing or that thing because it's socially acceptable. And breaking that stigma, not only in bariatrics, but in just life. Like, I don't have to be in a heteronormative relationship. I don't have to present myself a certain way to have respect or worthiness. I can be myself and gain the same amount of respect and worthiness that I give others. So it really is like interchangeable is the word, but it works together. Our sexuality, our bariatric life, it's kind of the same work. It just presents itself differently.
I was going to say, right, what works over here to help us understand the interconnectedness of our bariatric journey and maybe other things that we want to improve or struggling with, we can kind of use that same model when it comes to our sexuality, right? Because I very much appreciate what you said, Rodolfo, asking ourselves the questions, what do I want today? Not asking ourselves, well, what did I like back in the day? Or, you know, what did I just go along with? You're really focusing on the present, on the here and now. And that question acknowledges that things might have changed and that's okay, or they might not have changed and that's okay. But if you don't take an inventory today, then you're not living in the moment. You're not living in our present reality.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that Natalie brought up a concept, which was the heteronormativity, right? And I would like to say that we operate in our lives and in our sex lives and sexuality based on different norms. And what I've seen are people judging themselves because they are not meeting those norms. So, for example, I remember a person that was a bariatric patient. She was kind of like 1 year maybe post-op, doing great in terms of her bariatric journey. She felt very like accomplished. And then she had a concern that was, I was expecting to increase my sex drive and that I was going to be very active, right, after bariatric surgery, and I'm not. And I was like, okay, but wait, but do you feel good with yourself? Like, do you enjoy your sex life? She was like, yeah, I am. But I thought that things were going to change and that I was going to be more invested. And then it's like, yeah, but like you set a standard in your mind of things being a certain way. And today they are being in a different way and you're enjoying anyways. So that's totally fine. But what's the point here? We tend to operate from those social standards of like, maybe my desire should increase, right? Maybe I should have more sex. We should practice some sexual practices specific. And my invitation here is to design the sex life that you want, right? And not stick to this type of like social rules or norms that exist. And they affect us in different ways, right? Like some could be related to what's right and wrong. For example, if I talk about sex, like that's something that is wrong that I should be doing, like there might be something wrong with me, right? Which I kind of think that are linked to some religious point of view. Then we have others related to, for example, I don't know, like sex roles, right? If you are a man, like you should always have like a high sex drive and wanting to have sex all the time. And then if not, like there's something wrong with you. There are other norms that are related to performance, for example, like having a specific type of body, and that's the body that has people that enjoy their sex lives, right? And it's interesting because we have these pressures that end up affecting the way that we perceive sex, but actually we're disconnected to what really makes us happy and what we want to create. And I think that that's the invitation. And when Natalie was sharing her example about like the pizza, right? And it's like, I don't like pizza. Like the society has like convinced us that that's like the favorite dish, but like, I don't like it. What a powerful experience, because that experience can be replicated in other areas of your life. And in sexuality that happens, it's like, oh, I have learned always, for example, from pornography, that penetration was like the most important sexual practice. And then it's like, maybe I don't enjoy that sexual practice. Then I just enjoy, I don't know, kissing someone. End of the story. And that's me, right? So again, I would like to take the conversation back to the beginning, in which it's like, you are where you are. There's nothing wrong with that. What do you want? And create the life that you want to create.
I think there is so much power in just those three things of, I'm here now. This is my body, this is my where my mind is at, this is my life currently. I mean, I'm learning this actively, and April knows this, though. We've had a lot of personal conversations about this. And it's like, you know, every once in a while, we just have to sit and say, okay, this is where I'm at. As you say, April, put a pin, drop a pin where you're at. And then, yeah, just saying, like, what are my desires? What are my goals? And if you don't like something that you liked yesterday, or you like something that you didn't like yesterday, that's fine. And I think removing those, like we were talking about, is those social norms, which is difficult. Don't get me wrong. I have had conversations with my parents about, you know, are you going to have kids? I'm like, I don't know. Ask me tomorrow and my answer might be different. You know, these are things, you know, you enter your 30s and it's like, oh, kids, that's the first. I'm like, I'm not married. I'm not in a, you know, a relationship that's going to be headed for marriage. I don't think, you know, there's all these things, but that's okay, I guess, is the, at the end of the day, it's okay not to know, and it's okay not to know about tomorrow or the next day. But asking yourself those questions of what are my goals and desires, and really sitting with them and talking about them with a safe space is, for me, it's been extremely transformative.
And we often say, you know, we have to try things on along this journey, right? We want to make movement a part of our everyday lives. We need to try on a practice. We have to try on new clothes, right? We really have, we are in the position now, hopefully you are as well, that you don't have to settle for something that doesn't fit you very well or perfectly. Right. And we're allowed to try on these aspects of our sexuality to see if they feel good or not. Right. Clearly, don't put yourself in a position that would bring you harm. But I mean, Rodolfo, is that kind of how we get started? Do we ask ourselves these questions? You know, what are my desires? What do I want today? What do I want out of an intimate relationship? And then try one of those things and just see how it feels. For us, is that a good place to really start?
I mean, listening to this podcast is a great way to start, right? Like
Truth.
Like bringing the conversation, right? Like that's an excellent beginning. In terms of sex life, sexuality, and connecting to who we are and our identities, I think that there's a lot of work to do related to our mindset. A lot. Because and I would like to share my personal experience. Like, we were raised, or I was raised, in a context in which, for example, there were very influential religious perspectives that filtered the way that I connected with my sexuality, for example. So I needed to understand that I was a person, that it was okay who I was, that I didn't need to fit in, that I don't have to meet social standards, and that that's fine. Right. And I'm sharing this with you after years of work. But actually, in the moment, that work was very powerful. So for some people, for example, that are listening to this podcast, allowing themselves to just think that there might be something different, that could be a huge breakthrough. Allowing themselves to understand that, oh, this is an area of my life that I can invest in. Like, I would like to prioritize this because for me, like, who I am sexually is something relevant, that could be a breakthrough. But I think that, like, talking about these topics, learning about these topics, reading about these topics, that's great, because there's a lack of sexual education, I feel. And there are some information that is spread, but sometimes that information is, for example, filtered by pornography, right? So it's not information that is supposed to be helpful for you to grow. It's more for you to consume something, and sex life and sexuality is much more than that. Yeah.
Oh, as always, we leave these conversations with you and all of the other amazing experts we invite on this conversation feeling very supported, feeling very seen. We know this conversation could be difficult for you to have. It could be challenging for you to have. And we wanted to have this conversation with Rodolfo because he is such a skilled expert in this area. He is so kind and caring and compassionate, and he is the safe place to have these conversations with. So just from the bottom of our hearts, Rodolfo, thank you for opening your expertise to us to have this very meaningful conversation.
Yeah, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be in the Bari Nation podcast and the Bari Nation space always.
Always. Rodolfo, my friend, where can people connect with you if they would like to work with you or get to know you more?
Oh, yeah. So they can find me in Bari Nation, of course, right? I'm an expert. So inside of the community, they can reach out to me. And also they can follow me on Instagram. My account is Rodolfo Alvarez X. That's my account. If someone would like to, I don't know, like, chat about sex life, sexuality, I would love to do that. Actually, this is one of my favorite topics. So if you're having questions, you would like some advice, or you would like to work with me, please feel free to reach out and I will gladly meet with you. Yeah.
Well, and I have a sneaking suspicion we will get all kinds of questions from our members, from our patrons, and even from people that follow us on Instagram. So if you do have a question that you would like us to ask Rodolfo, send it our way, either in a direct message in the community, via email. You can reach us at hello@berrynation.com. You can send us a message in Patreon, but we would love to kind of gather those and then connect with Rodolfo again and ask those questions in a way that we can continue to spread this information. Because I guarantee you, if you have the question that's floating around in your brain, somebody else does too. So if you pass it along, we can spread the information in a way that will help more people. So we'll make sure that we link all of the ways that you can do so in our show notes. And like we said at the top of the podcast, our bonus episode about sexuality is really where Natalie, myself, and Rodolfo, we're going to share a little bit, maybe more personal experiences of how we have connected with our sexuality and grown in that way. So if you're a member or if you're a Patreon supporter, thank you. You will get access to that bonus episode. All right. I think I did it. Miss Nat, you want to take us out?
Of course. Thank you again, Rodolfo. These conversations, we barely scratched the surface, you guys. Barely scratched it. So if you guys want more, again, get in touch with us. If you have questions, send them our way. Thank you, as always, for supporting the Berry Nation podcast. And remember, at the end of the day, you've got this and we've got you. We'll see you next time.
Awesome. Bye friends.
Bye.